I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Hey everybody, how are you today? Are you fulfilling your own destiny? This is Jan Revelle and Purpose Talk Radio. I want to welcome you on this Monday, the 22nd of April. Can you believe it? It's already that far along. It's actually officially now springtime, and today is Earth Day. What are you doing today for Earth Day? Are you doing anything special? If you are, let us know. You can call in and talk to us about it, and you can also join the Facebook group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and let us know what they're doing for Earth Day as well. I want to remind you that the theme song is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, and you can find them at truetrinity.com, where you can listen to the song and you can download it for just $1. Can you imagine? Where else can you get music for only a dollar? And this is just a fabulous song. There's another one on their site as well called Be the Difference, which is also a wonderful song. So I hope you go over there and visit them at truetrinity.com and get buy their songs. Today we have two guests on the show. We have Kate Gardner and Sandra Smith, and they're both from the UK. They're with the Freedom and Empowerment Campaign for Victims of Domestic Violence. We're going to be talking with them in just a little bit. We have, let me see, I think of all these things for housekeeping. Oh, I wanted to let you know right up front how to get a hold of me. You can email me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. You can also go to purposetalkradio.com, and there you'll find a donate button if you'd like to donate to the show. And you can also contact me if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, and you get all kinds of perks for being a sponsor. It's inexpensive as well. It's only $25 a month for a month, and you get You get listed on the show. I'm going to announce your name on the show, both at the beginning and the end. And you get a banner on our face on our website on purposetalkradio.com. You get notified or noticed on Purpose Talk Radio page on Facebook, and also in the Purpose Talk Radio group, the Conversations group. So there's lots and lots of ways to be able to get noticed by all of our listeners for a mere $25 a month. So contact me, and we'll make sure that you get on really quickly. Today we have an oracle card for the show that's really kind of interesting considering the theme. It's called In the Boat. It's one we've had before, but it's been a while. It shows a young girl who is sitting in a boat. It looks like one of the old, what are they called? The circle boats or something like that. They're in a circle, and she doesn't have any oars or any way to propel the boat. On the front of the boat, what appears to be the front of the boat, is a frog. And it's got this crisscross pattern down its back. It's just there. It's not doing anything. It's kind of like one of those what do they call them on the big ships, you know, those frontispieces on the ships. She seems to be towards us, coming towards us. There are ripples as though the water's going behind her. And behind her, there are trees. There's a placid lake and a bunch of trees. It looks like it's nighttime or at least evening. It's dusk. She doesn't have a whole lot of expression except kind of a wonder on her face, like maybe it's just sort of holy crap, what's coming my way? I don't really know. So it's an interesting card here. So basically what it's showing us, and the girl has this white dress on and a gold suspender type thing over her shoulders and around her waist. And again, she is just sitting there. She's not really doing anything. We're all like that. You know, we're in the boat. We're in Earth, which is a big boat in the sky or in the universe. And she is in this boat. She seems to be alone, except for this frog up front. If anybody knows the meaning of frog, give a call and let me know. The number is 347-205-9074. That's 347-205-9074. You can also Skype in and let me know. You can also go on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group and give us the definition of what is the meaning of frog. And one of these times when we're at a place where I'm not talking, I'll run over and get my Power Animals book and we'll look at that as well. So she's floating along. She's not trying to get anywhere. She is simply floating in her boat, which seems to be in the middle of this body of water. It's moving, so there is a current, and she's moving along, but she doesn't seem to really know where she's going, what's coming in front of her, what's in back of her. She's just being at the moment. And a lot of us like that, adrift. We don't know where we are. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where the current is taking us. We're just sitting in the boat, letting life happen to us. And I want to encourage you to not let life happen to you. Take some responsibility. This is a time, particularly in this year now that we've come past the December 21st, 2012 thing, this is the year to be really taking personal responsibility for our own lives and for our actions, for our words, for our future, for the future of us as individuals, as groups, and for the earth. So do your part and learn to take responsibility for yourself if you aren't already doing that. If you are already taking responsibility for yourself, I give you kudos and honor, and I encourage you to keep on that path and help others learn how to be responsible. And remember that responsibility for yourself is learning also discernment. So discernment about people that you come in contact with, people who are trying to come into your circle of life. Is this somebody in your highest good or not? It means discernment about foods and things that we take into our bodies. It means discernment about what we are doing, the jobs that we're doing, any actions that we take, making sure that they are in the highest good of all concern. Discernment is one of the three basic principles of spiritual development, spiritual growth. One of the others is healthy boundaries, and that's also part of taking responsibility for yourself, is setting up healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries means knowing that you can say no, it's okay to say no, and you don't even have to offer an excuse of why you're saying no. It can simply be because I don't want to, because I'm just saying no. That's all there is to. So learn how to set your healthy boundaries. And healthy boundaries are also activities that you do, people coming into your life, foods that you eat, everything about, and particularly when you're dealing with spiritual development, discernment and healthy boundaries are very, very important, because there are so many spiritual teacher wannabes and just outright shams out there that you need to be very careful. So you need to be discerning and set up healthy boundaries. And those are two of the three. We're going to talk about the third one later on. But right now we're talking about this young woman in the boat and all of us taking personal responsibility for ourselves and then moving that outward, taking in working with others who are taking responsibility for themselves and for a group, and then also for our earth. And today is a perfect time for taking responsibility for the earth. We need to be grounded in the earth and be able to recognize what other boundaries are. So that's our card for today, for the show. I did also draw three additional cards. So if you would like to have a card reading following the interview, I encourage you to do call in 347-205-9074, and we will be glad to do that. Right now, I see that we have Kate on the line, so I'm going to put her live here. Hello, Kate. You are live on the air.
Hello, John. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm great. How are you?
Well, I've just had a bit of a trouble trying to get on, but we're all right now. We're all at ease, although I don't think Sandra has actually got online yet. I think she's still trying to figure it out, but we're getting there. We've got
okay.
one of us.
All right. Well, that's good. That's what we need is at least one of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nighttime. You're in the UK, so it's like 8 o'clock at night, right?
It is. It's 10 past 8.
All right. Okay. And the sun is shining here because it's noon here.
Oh, wow.
Well, 10 past noon, if you will. So you are the CEO and founder of the Freedom and Empowerment Campaign. Would you please
yes.
tell us what that is? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yep, sure. The Freedom and Empowerment Campaign is a global domestic violence campaign which is known in over 5 countries now. We have a team of 18 people, which includes number one best-selling authors and speakers as ambassadors, and we have other team members as well, which is admins and champions and various other team members, and we support people who suffer from domestic violence or who have survived domestic violence in some way. And I am a life coach, I'm an author, and I'm a speaker, and I'm a life coach to domestic violence survivors and victims.
Okay. So I know that domestic violence is rampant in the U.S., and I'm assuming it is, well, and we hear about it worldwide. So this is a pandemic worldwide, is that right?
Oh, it is, absolutely. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men now suffer some form of domestic violence, whether it's...
Serious?
Yeah, absolutely. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men suffer some form of abuse, whether it's emotional, physical, or sexual, or, you know, some form of abuse is suffered by 1 in 3 women and 1 in 6 men.
Oh, my gosh, those are terrible numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
As it stands, 3 women a day die in the USA and 2 women a week in the UK.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Now, is there a change in those numbers, either higher or lower, in the past, 5 years that domestic violence has been really come to the forefront as paying attention and groups being formed about it? Has that changed any?
Of course, yeah. More groups and more awareness of more campaigns have actually built up over the years, but the numbers are just rife. I mean, you could put all the campaigns and all the charities all together and you still would not cover the mass amount of people that actually need help and need support and need guidance or need some form of help afterwards, because if you put all the statistics together, you are looking at over 1.7 billion people who are suffering on a daily basis.
Oh, my gosh. Now, sometimes we discover that, and I've seen this particularly in men. I don't know as much about men. You would know better than that than I do. But that quite often, well, I'll say quite often in my exposure, is women who are in domestic violent situations may leave, but then they go back, or they don't leave. Is there this? There's got to be some way to, well, how can we help them to come to a point to be able to step out of the situation, or is that strictly something that they have to come to on their own?
A lot of people stay in domestic violence relationships due to fear. And a lot of the time when a woman is being abused by a partner, the partner takes away her financial side so that she cannot leave, or he makes her think that, you know, if she leaves, he will kill her. He scares her to death. Or uh-huh. There is many different perceptions of this. I mean, really, it all boils down to the woman's courage, having the courage to leave. There is several different sides of domestic violence. There could be because the woman can't leave because she's scared of him. It could be that she's just a woman. I mean, this was my case. This was my own personal case. I was just trying to help my partner who had a drink problem. I was in love with this man and I was trying my best to help him constantly. I wanted him to return back to the man that I fell in love with. So I did everything in my power to help him. And, you know, it just did not work. Everything that I tried to do did not work. And in the end, I had to leave him because he just kept abusing me. But to begin with, I didn't set out just to be a battered wife. I was taken away by this man. I was truly in love with him. I moved away with him. He had a drink problem, and all I could see myself was doing was trying to help somebody that I loved. But from the outside world, it looked like I was in a domestic violence relationship, which I was. But I was trying, my need to help him because I was in love with him, to try and get over his drink problem. I mean, there's so many different aspects of this. I mean, so many women stay in relationships because they think it's normal. They have been treated like this in every relationship, so they think it's normal to be treated like that. Or in some cases, they have seen their parents go through domestic violence, so they think they should accept that as well. They think it's the norm. You know, there's so many different aspects and different perceptions of it that we need to take into account, because it's just not all one-sided, and it's just not the person's fault who's abusing his partner. Maybe he's actually seen that from his own parents himself, and he thinks that's normal. So it all boils down to education. It's educating the younger generation to let them know what is right and what is wrong in a relationship, and also having some sort of service at the other side to help the survivors and the victims who have gone through this, to show them that there is life after abuse and that it is not right. So again, it all boils down to education.
Huh. And so have there been any statistics done on how many people grow up in domestic violence situations and then continue it? I know I've heard that in the past, that, you know, we learn from our parents. So we think that's the norm and we just follow that pattern.
I don't actually know the facts and figures on that specific line, but I do know that it's 1 in 3 women and it's 1 in 6 men.
Yeah.
It's too much. It is rife. I mean, you're never going to stop domestic violence. I mean, as much as people would love to stop it, you're never going to stop it. But there is ways you could reduce it, and there's ways you could go around and help stop the people who have already been through it. I mean, myself, it was life coaching that got me through it and helped me after I had hit concrete bottom, especially when my daughter was raped at the age of 14. My life was the pits. Because I'd left my abusive relationship, and I'd had a stroke due to the stress, because the stress of trying to help my partner with his drink problem just got far too much. And it just caused me to, I would have anxiety attacks, and one day I had a massive anxiety attack, and then it caused my body just to collapse, and I had a stroke. And then I was paralyzed for 2 months afterwards. And as soon as I recovered, I left him. I cancelled my wedding 6 weeks before the date. I moved 6 miles away with my children to a new home. And then just as I was recovering and getting on with my life and moving into my new home, my daughter became a victim of dating abuse and was raped at the age of 14. So my life was I hit concrete bottom. I was a mess. I didn't have nowhere to turn. And, you know, counselling did nothing, because all that counselling does is that you end up going round and round and round in the same story. You're not actually moving forward. All they want you to do is talk about what happened to you and not actually give you any tools and any exercises to move forward. So I sat on my bed one evening after being at the rape centre, because I had to go to the rape centre to get my daughter interviewed by the police, and they wanted to check her over and medically test her. And I was sat around all these women whose faces were the only thing that you could describe as trauma on their faces, of what they'd been through and what one person had done to them. I mean, that for me to see that, and then for Emily to see that as well, it was a complete nightmare. It was horrible. And then I went home, I'd put Emily to bed, and then I sat on my own bed and I just stared at the wall. I was just an absolute mess. I thought, how am I going to get through this? What have I done to deserve this, to cause so much pain? So instead of, my first thought was to hit the bottle to get rid of this pain. I thought, I need to hit the bottle or something to escape my mind. But I didn't. So I decided to unpack my boxes in my new house, and then staring right up at me from the bottom of the box was the book called The Secret by Rhonda Burns. I picked out that book and I sat on my bed, started reading it. I had finished reading it in 2 days flat. And then it took me to The Secret film, which was written by Rhonda Burns too. I watched the film. This film took me to my new life coaches. I signed up on their courses, And I did one life coaching course after the other. And then I became a life coach myself. Then I wrote a program for survivors, domestic violence survivors. And then I started the campaign. And within 7 months, it went around the world in 5 countries.
Oh, my. Wow. That's great. So yeah. Tell us more about the campaign.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to know what it is and what you're doing and what countries is it in, et cetera.
Well, at the moment, we are trying to raise funds to raise our non-profit status. We're going to start in the U.S., and what our idea is to build housing projects where survivors can live in apartments in an independent lifestyle instead of being stuck into a safe house. We want to be somebody that's the middleman after the safe house, because survivors do not have nowhere to go after a safe house. They have nowhere to go. They are basically just on their own. So we want to be there after the safe house and provide them with an independent, secure, like apartment in a block where everybody else is a survivor as well and staying with their children. And we want to provide them with life coaching so that we can rebuild their life and change their mindset and make them become successful and show them that to overcome their fears, to be able to love themselves again, to be able to raise their self-confidence and their self-esteem again. And we want to be able to do this with as many people as possible. And we also want to do seminars each year so that we can actually invite speakers and we can be there to provide training and tools just to bring these people out, you know, just to let these people know that they're not alone, they can be successful, they can love themselves, they can raise their self-esteem and their self-confidence again. We want them to be able to live again and love themselves again and empower them.
Mm-hmm. So where is the campaign located so far? You said it was in 8 countries.
It's in 5 countries at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Where we have, we're in Germany, we're in Canada, we're in Australia, and we're in America, and we're in the UK.
Okay.
And we have
Are they in single locations in those countries, or are they in multiple locations?
No, these are the ambassadors that are in these countries.
Okay.
Everything is online at the moment. We have support groups, we have support pages, and this is all online. And we're doing everything that we possibly can so that we can raise the funds to become a non-profit in America. As soon as we have got our non-profit status, we can apply for all different kinds of funding, and then the real work starts. We can actually apply it we can actually have a base where we can start to work and we can start to build on our first housing project.
Okay. So what can somebody do now that they're in a domestic violence situation right now, but they're ready to make a step and make a move? What do they do?
The best thing they could do really is to contact their local domestic violence agency or ring their domestic violence hotline, because these people are there to help and they will remove people who need emergency accommodation. They will help them. If they feel like they can't do this yet and they haven't got the courage to do that, we have a team. The team is always there to support people online. You can visit our website at www.freedomandempowerment.com, and this will direct you to all our Facebook pages. It will direct you to our Facebook groups, where we have a team of 18 people that are there around the clock, because we all live in different countries, so we are there 24 hours a day, and we will advise people the best we can to send them to the nearest domestic violence service. And you know, we will do everything we can to support them, but until we get a non-profit status, we're on an online service, and we're always there to support people and to help people as much as we possibly can.
So they can go to freedomandempowerment.com, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And the groups that are online, are they open so that other people can see conversations, or are they closed groups, or what?
No, it's a closed group. It's private, so nobody else can see the posts, because we don't want people to be stalking them, or, you know, if they want private conversations, then it is all private and it's all kept within the group. Or people can message me direct on Facebook, or they can message the team if they feel that, or they can message the different pages direct, so that it's confidential as well.
Okay. Before I go on, let's remind the listeners, if you'd like to call in and talk to Kate or talk to me, the number is 347-205-9074. If you're out of the country, out of the U.S., you can Skype in. You'll need a Blog Talk Radio account, which is free. So create your account and your Skype account, and then you can Skype in, and we'll take that take your questions then. So, Kate, somebody has managed to get out of a situation, and they have gone to a safe house, and then they're moving on from there. But they don't really know where to go. And the other thing is, you were talking about counseling and how counseling, and I've heard this with several people, you end up going round and round and round and round and reliving the situation. What is it that you do that's different? How do you help somebody? What tools do you give them?
Well, I have the Survivor Thriver program, which gives them the tools and exercises that they need to move forward in their life. It is a full program that will take them from being they can be somebody that's very low confidence and have no confidence in themselves to be somebody who is successful and is successful in everything they do. I actually teach them the mindset to have the life that they want. I help them map out their life and let them go for it and give them all the tools and all the exercises and everything to move forward. In life coaching, we don't let the client slip back into their story. We don't ask them to sit there and talk about their story for hours and hours on end. It's a way of, I say to them basically, how are you going to move forward? These are the tools that I'm giving you. How are you going to move forward with them? What are we going to do to conquer your fears, to get over them so that you feel better about yourself and you raise your self-esteem at the other side? So it's all about moving forward, not standing on your story and not standing in it, and going forward. There's no going back, because going back just relives it over and over again, and it's no good for the client. It's no good for the client. Counseling, when they're just going round and round in circles, it's just no good for a person. A person needs to move forward, and then they need to know how to move forward, and they need to be given the tools to move forward, which is what my program actually provides people to do. And it's proven now, because there is ladies actually on this program, and they are moving forward at an astounding rate. It is just unbelievable. It's just great for me to actually stand back and watch these women who have turned from somebody who's very low confident and having panic attacks into these women who are now planning out their careers and planning out their futures of what they're going to do, and they're confident and they're radiant and they're losing, and some of them have actually released weight and their dress size is smaller. It is truly an amazing thing to watch, especially when I've produced it as well. It's like, wow, there's so much, such a fulfilling job. It really is.
So your life coaching programs are listed on the freedomandempowerment.com.
Well, they're actually registered on my own website, because I keep the campaign website and my business website completely separate. My own website is www.katygardner.net.
Okay.
So the services are kept separately. My own coaching services are kept separately to the campaign website, but there is a link on the campaign website that directs you straight to my services.
Okay. And are other people on your team, are they offering life coaching as well? Or are you the kind of forefront, the leader of all of this?
I'm the life coach.
Okay.
I'm the only life coach, and we do have many spiritual coaches. We have healing coaches. We have wellness coaches. I mean, the ambassadors are amazing people. Some of them are spiritual healers. You know, we have a whole host of people on that team, and what we are currently doing after May the 4th, because my American ambassador has a seminar in Ferndale, Washington on the 4th of May, which I will be speaking at by Skype.
Oh, all right.
But after a seminar is over with, we are then going to get together and we are going to plan an almighty online seminar workshop. This is so that we can raise the money to get our nonprofit status and change as many people's lives as we possibly can, because they're going to have so many people's greatness within this workshop. It's going to be life transforming.
So tell us a little bit more about that. You don't know when it's going to be just yet.
No, it's in the planning stages at the moment, because we're waiting for our American ambassador, Dawn Marie, to have her seminar first, because the poor lady's like really busy. So we're going to wait till she's completed that, and then we're all going to sit down and put our greatness into this workshop. We're all going to put a piece of ourselves or a part of the program, which is the best part of everybody's program or everybody's work, and we are going to combine it so that we can really transform people's lives with this workshop. And we'll charge only a very small fee so that we can raise the funds to gain the profit that we need for our non-profit status.
What kind of funding do you need for that? I mean, if you're looking at building places, it's got to be huge. Or is it simply to get your non-profit status? But you have to get it in each country, right?
Yes, I have huge goals. Okay. I have huge goals.
Okay.
To get the nonprofit status, we have to raise $850, which we're going to raise that first, and then we're going to build on that by we'll gain the funding. We will apply for funding, and we will gain the funding, and we will start at the very bottom. We will most likely host seminars first, or workshops, or great big events, and we will pull more and more money in as we can, and we will just take it a baby step at a time, but we will reach them amazing goals that we have planned.
Right. So the $850, is that to be able to obtain nonprofit status in all of the countries, or just in the UK or the US, or what?
No, in the US.
That's just for the US?
Yeah, that's just for the US, so we're going to start there. And plus the problem is more rife in the US. I mean, 3 people die a day from domestic violence in the US, whereas 2 people die a week in the UK. I really want to target the country where we have got more issues with domestic violence, and there is more issues with domestic violence in the US. They need our help first, and then from there we will branch out to everywhere else that we possibly can. But we have to start small, and we have to be realistic that it's going to take a lot of work, and we just have to take a baby step at a time. But we will get there, because I have the passion, and, you know, I will do this. I will do it.
Right. So oftentimes celebrities help causes like this. So who are your dream celebrities that you're going to get to help you promote your freedom and empowerment campaign?
I think my dream celebrities would have to be my teachers, because my teachers were Lisa Nichols and Jack Canfield. And, you know, to get these people involved would be truly, well, it is my dream. I mean, I want that to happen. It is on my vision board, and it hopefully will happen, because these two experienced domestic violence as well. Jack Canfield experienced domestic violence in childhood, and Lisa Nichols had an abusive relationship. So, you know, and they're my teachers, they're my mentors. These are the people that made me who I am today. So to include them would just be a dream package.
Now, you are friends with each of these people on Facebook, right? So
could.
Oh, good. So you could tag them to listen to the replay of this show.
Oh, yes, I could. That's an idea. I want that. I'm going to have to do that.
And just let them know that this is your dream, and they're part of it. So it's important for them to get on board here.
Oh, yeah. Nothing would give me greater pleasure, because that is where I started. You know, when I was concrete bottom, Jack Canfield's program was the first one I actually signed on to. And it just took from there. And then from Jack Canfield, I went to Bob Proctor. And then from Bob Proctor, I went to Lisa Nichols. So having them people involved in your goals would be just, it would be out of this world. It would be amazing.
Yeah. I like that. So then what would you, once you get your nonprofit status, what's the next step?
The next step is applying for the funding that we're actually officially allowed to, because you can apply for funding from all different places and all different organizations. And then we'll be finding ways on how we can triple that money or quadruple that money. And that would be either by holding events or holding workshops or just, you know, helping people. Just some form of workshop or somewhere where people can come to and people can be transformed. I mean, we have so many amazing people on this team, so we could write some amazing workshops. We could write some amazing seminars, you know, that could be life transforming. And, you know, that would then like triple or quadruple our funds by just charging a small fee for these people to come to these places, charging a ticket, which would then, you know, raise more funds. I mean, I know that when we first actually say to everybody our mission is to do this, they think it's huge. I mean, it is huge, it is ginormous, but we will do it. One step at a time, we'll do it.
Oh, absolutely. That's how anything is accomplished, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes you can leapfrog, you know, you get some of your dream celebrities on here, you might be able to leapfrog a little bit.
Oh, that would be awesome. Uh-huh. That would be absolutely fantastic. We're not even a year old yet. We've only been going 7 months, and we've got about 4,000 followers already on social media. We're known in 5 countries. We're constantly on radio stations and in the media. So, you know, that's in 7 months. What can we accomplish in 7 years?
Well, Cindy just brought something to my attention that our card for today, I don't know if you got to hear it all. It was the boat, in the boat. And on the very there's a girl in the boat, and the boat is just drifting. There's no oars or paddles or anything. She's just sort of drifting. There is a current that's taking her along, but it's moving fairly slowly. And on the very front of the boat is a frog.
All right.
To help her leapfrog into the future instead of just drifting along. So finding ways to leapfrog is a good thing.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Okay, so I just got sidetracked by that and ran out of questions. So tell me something.
About
anything.
About anything. Well, at the moment, I've got a 4-3 video training where I've actually taken 4 videos out of my Survivor Thrive program and 4 modules, and that is available on my website now. People can sign up for that, and they will be directed to a special offer page as well, because the program has actually gone onto audio, so people can buy it. A very reduced rate on the actual sales page that they will get directed to after they have signed up and confirmed their email. They will get sent to a different page which will have 4 free videos, 4 free modules of the training, which they can test themselves, and they will get a huge discount, because usually the audio program, which has all my ebooks in it, has free guides, all the audio, everything, is usually $599, but on that special page it is only $197, and it is only to people who sign up. So if they want to take advantage of that, then they can. If they want to be the life transformed for that great investment, then they can. I actually set that up today, so it's there. So please do take advantage of it, anybody, and please do give me the feedback as well on the modules. Because I always listen to feedback.
So this is your Survivor to Thriver program, is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. And let's do a quick recap. If they go to that, they go to your website, which is the katiegardner.com.
Dot net.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Katie, K-A-T-Y, katiegardner.net, and they'll find that offer.
Yeah.
And then what do they get?
Well, they can sign up for free. What will be included as soon as they sign up and confirmed their email address, they will receive 4 videos and 4 training modules from the Survivor Thrive course, absolutely free, and they will receive a massive discount on the audio program, which will get posted which will get sent out directly to them, and they can work themselves through this with the audio guiding them through the 50 modules which is in the program. It is a completely transforming, life transforming program, and it is proven because it is already working on so many women. So, you know, take advantage of that. I would.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. That's great. Okay. So what is your next step in the UK for the Freedom and Empowerment Movement or campaign, or in each of these countries? Is it going to be the big conference is the next step after the May 4th one?
Yes. I'm going to start online workshops, and we're going to use like telesmas or webinars, or where we can all teach directly over the internet to people. It's the way of bringing the team from around the world together, and then we can teach an online workshop. We will charge a small amount for this, and it will be life transforming. It will have amazing value included. It will have topics on how to create your business, how to make it grow, how to change your mindset, how to raise self-esteem. So much more will be involved in this, and we will be teaching this as a way to raise our non-profit status. As soon as we have raised our non-profit status and actually received these certificates say we're a non-profit status, we will then be applying for funding, which will then allow us to branch out and have bigger events and bigger fundraisers, and, you know, just over time get bigger and bigger and bigger and have bigger seminars, so that we're raising more and more funds so that we can actually make it a reality to have actually start our own first housing project.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, to our listeners, if you have a question or comment for Kate, call in at 347-205-9074. I'll repeat, 347-205-9074. And if you're outside the U.S., you can Skype in. It's blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. And then click on the show for today with the Freedom and Empowerment Campaign. And then you can speak with our guest. Also, following the interview, you can get a card reading if you want. I've drawn three extra cards today for readings if you have a question. So, Kate, what I want you to do now is tell us once again, I know this is a repeat, but tell us once again how people can contact you.
People can contact me directly at katygardner.net. So that is my direct email where people can email me. I answer many questions and I reply to every email that I receive. If people just need support, then that's fine. You can email me. I will reach out to you. Or you can reach out to our online pages. And our online page is at www.facebook.com/freedomandempowermentcampaign, where we have a full team on there 24 hours a day, which is ready to... you know, answer your messages. Or you can go to our website at www.freedomandempowerment.com, and if you go to the page that is named current things that we're doing, then you just have to scroll down that page and you can just directly go to the group. And you can join our group, and there is nearly 80 other survivors there who are, you know, who are connecting with each other and there to support each other, and our group is there to support you as well. So we're an online service that goes for 24 hours a day, and we support everybody who needs it, or people can just email me direct and I will do the best I can to support them, and or I can, you know, give them a Skype chat if they really need support, and we can talk about how we can help them. Many ways online that we can help you. So, you know, even if somebody just wants advice.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody is in a domestic violent relationship, they can contact you for support and potentially advice on how to get out of it.
Is that correct? Yeah, we will help them as much as we can with our advice, and we will direct them who they can contact to get out of that situation. And we will try our best to help them as much as we possibly can and send them in the right direction to the right place that can support them and can help them. We can only do so much because we're limited. So, but what we can do is give support. We are all survivors ourselves. We have all come through domestic violence and we have all come out of violent relationships. So we can do our best to give the best support and the best advice that is possible. Or I could help people who would like to, who would like life coaching. There is always that chance there. And they can always experience my life coaching for free by going to the website and signing up for the 4 free modules. Or they could just, you know, message me direct and I will give them a free consultation for 45 minutes. So, you know, there is many directions of support from us.
Right. So, and then the next step is, are people who are in a safe house, are they, do they have access to be able to connect with you? Or is it something that, I know you said that you want something that is follows up after they get out of the safe place and the safe house. So I'm a little confused about that. If they're in a safe house, are they getting what they need? And would they contact you or would they just wait until they then are leave that place?
Well, when we have actually got our nonprofit status, I'm going to contact big organizations that have safe houses, and then we will work in partnership with them as soon as somebody is ready to leave that safe house and want to have their own independent apartment and they are ready to take that step. We will be there for them. We're going to be like the next step for them to leave.
Okay.
I mean, when a person first comes into a safe house, they're not going to be ready to move out into an independent life. They're going to want to stay there so that they feel safe, so that they can get back on their feet and so that they can put their pieces of their life back together. But when they are ready to leave that safe house and want to have a life of their own where it's independent, we will be there ready for them to take that next step. And we will also introduce life coaching with that apartment so that it actually helps them and, you know, shows them that they can be successful in everything they do, that they can raise their self-esteem and they can be whatever they want to be in life. And we will be there ready to give them that independent lifestyle and give them that life coaching. We will be ready for them. But of course, we have to rewind and we have to go back to the beginning and we have to take our baby steps to reach our nonprofit status before we can make all that happen.
All right. So you need $850. In order to apply for and obtain nonprofit status in the U.S., let's supposing that somebody just wants to give you $850. How would they do that?
Well, they can donate this straight through the campaign website because we have plenty of donate buttons, and this can be paid through PayPal straight into the funds. So if they wanted to do that straight away, then I would love them forever. And I would have to go give them a big hug for that, because that would be truly amazing, because that would be a step up on the ladder. And then that would be it. Everything would be going. Straight away, we wouldn't even have to do the workshops. We'd have the license, we'd be applying for the funding, and we would be going. That would be our leapfrog. That would be our leapfrog into that big status, instead of having to deal with the little workshops to begin with to build our money and rake the funding in. It would be a leapfrog for us. It would be a wow, you know.
Right.
That would be it. We could think big.
Is that link to PayPal on the website, the freedomandempowerment.com website?
Yes, it is. There is a donate button on every page of that website. People can just donate the funds, and that will go straight into the Freedom Empowerment account, and it will just sit there. And if somebody wants to pay $850, well, you know, that would be amazing. That would be
They could pay less or more, right?
Oh yeah, God, of course. Okay. Yes.
We have a little issue. Cindy is saying that there are no donate buttons all over the campaign site, and she's going to need to go to the eye doctor because she doesn't see them. if they are there.
So
somebody needs to check your website and make sure those donate buttons get up. So until the donate button gets up, how can somebody get money to you? Can they contact you via email and say, I want to give you $850? How do I do it?
Okay. The cost can. They can email me direct. Costcan, and I would send them an invoice through PayPal then directly to their inbox, and then we could transfer it that way.
And they contact you directly how?
At katie@katiegardner.net.
And it's Katie with a Y, right? Sandra just made it on. All right.
Yay!
Katie with a Y, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so if you want to give some money, no matter how little or how much, you can email Katie, K-A-T-Y, at katiegardner.net. Remember, both Katies are spelled with a Y, and you can give her $5, $1, $850, $10,000, however much you feel drawn to donate. And in the meantime, they'll get that donate button fixed on the Freedom and Empowerment .com website so that you can donate that way as well. So hopefully if you are a listener and you want to donate $850 right this minute, you call 347-205-9074 and I will put you on the air instantly to talk to Katie and let her know so she can send you an invoice and you can help her leapfrog right to that next. So let's get Sandra on the air as well, since she finally made it with us. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi there. It's taken me all this time to get on, to get sorted, but I'm on now, and that's the main thing.
Well, congratulations.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. It's great to have you with us.
That's good.
So
that's good.
You've been busy and probably haven't heard a lot of the show, so is there something in particular you would like to say?
Well, I don't know what you've been talking about in particular.
So tell us your passion.
Yeah, well, I've been passionate about this freedom and empowerment since it started, or since I joined it, which was long after it started in July, because I have come from a home where there's been domestic violence, and then my father was always beating my mother up, and my brothers all picked on the girls, you know, all the time. And then from the age of 8, I was sexually abused by my father. And then at the age of 11, I was gang raped.
Oh,
this happened
God.
Again when I was 13. And it wasn't until I was 18 that I was free from all of that. But then I got into bad relationships where I was abused in that as well. So there's a lot to tell you there.
Yeah. And so how did you and Kate come together? How did you first meet? And I'm assuming that part of that progress was of you getting out of your domestic situations. And somewhere in there you two met. Okay.
I've been out of it for a very long time. And I've always wanted to talk to people who had the same sort of passion so that we could go forward and do something about it so that other people didn't have to suffer teenage rape and all these sorts of things. It's not very nice at all. I did only meet Kate because she was on Facebook and I was looking at her profile and that, and I found that we seemed to have a lot that was similar. Mm-hmm. So I contacted her, and then because we don't live far from each other, I then went out to see her, and then I started on one of her courses. I've been through all that course that Kate was on about. She was on about the Survivor to Thriver course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been on all that.
Okay.
And Kate can tell you that I'm from the time she first met me to the time she last met me, which was a couple of weeks ago, I've been a totally, totally different person.
Well,
I'd like to
hear that from you, how you perceive the difference. And Kate, I'd like you then to tell us how you perceive the difference in Sandra, okay?
Okay.
All right, Sandra, yeah, go.
Yeah. Well, I think I was in a very dark place when I met her because I'd had three breakdowns in 3 months because I was working too many hours and, you know, and I was told that I wasn't doing my job properly. I was stupid. I was thick. I was this. I was that. And it was basically bullying at work. And I got to a stage where I had breakdowns. And then I couldn't really pick myself up. I couldn't do anything. I didn't seem to. But I was always quite positive, always trying to be, just a positive, a good positive person. But I couldn't find that because I needed somebody who knew what I was going through to give me a kick and sort me out. And my husband tried, but he hasn't managed. So I think from that time to the next time when I met a couple of weeks ago, I was very bubbly. I'm assured. I feel that I'm more confident. I want to go and speak to anybody and everybody about it, and I do, as Kate will no doubt tell you. And I've got a passion there that I had years ago, but I've not had for a very, very long time. And I believe my husband's words to Katie were, "Thank you for giving me back my wife."
Oh, that brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. And it's all because of what Katie has. Well, Katie will probably say it's what I've done myself, but it was her course that helped me to do it. But I had to have that yearning inside me to really want to do it, to really want to change, to really want to be the person I want to be, not the person I have been or the person I a person like everybody else, if you know what I mean, because there's so many people out there that are like sheep, and I didn't want to be like that. I wanted to be a leader, an encourager, somebody that pushes people on. And I find that a lot in Kate. Yeah.
All right. So, Kate, you tell us your impression of Sandra, please.
When I first met Sandra, Sandra was a lady who suffered panic attacks a lot. Yeah. They dominated her life daily. She was unhappy in some areas of her life, and you know, she really wanted to move forward. She was frustrated, but she didn't know how to move forward. So I said to her about my Survivor Thriver course. Sandra signed up on this Survivor Thriver course, and within 3 months, I had not seen Sandra for a couple of months while she was on the course. I'd only done one-to-one on Skype, but at Easter time, she actually came to visit me, and when I opened the door, it was a completely different woman. The woman that stood at the door was a dress size smaller. She had colour back in her cheeks. She had not had an anxiety attack for over a month. She would not allow them. She was confident. You could not hold her down because she was full of enthusiasm. She wanted to talk to everybody that would listen. She was getting onto campaigns. She was getting onto media. She was getting onto TV. She wanted everybody to listen to her. She was even writing to the local universities because she wanted to scream about her story and educate the younger generation. She would not give up. It was amazing. I had seen this woman who was basically on the verge of, you know, just giving up on life and having anxiety attacks all the time, and they were ruining her life, to this woman who you cannot pin down. You cannot tie her down. There is no stopping her now. And when her husband and Sandra took me out for a meal for Easter to say thank you for all I'd done, and when my partner and Sandra went to the bar to order our food. Her husband actually said thank you for giving his wife back after 15 years. And
wow.
I had to bite my lip because I was in a restaurant that was full of people. And, you know, I had to stop the tears because it is such a fulfilling job. And at the end of the day, it is the client's work. It is just my words. It is my words that I give to them and I give it in their hands. And it is up to them to do the work. It is up to them to follow out the exercise. It is up to them to take the action steps to do so. If they take the action steps, their life will be transformed. But if they don't take the action steps, it will not work. And Sandra has done it. And Sandra, there's no stopping her. And she's turned into an amazing person. And, you know, she keeps thriving. Every day she's thriving. And she shocks me. And then she keeps me accountable at the end of the coaching call now. So tell me, have you done that today? It turns it around, and it's, you know, I like that. It's amazing. So well done, Sandra. I am so proud of you.
Yeah, That's awesome.
Proud of her. Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter. The age difference doesn't matter. Kate's only in her 30s. I'm 58.
Oh, my gosh. Getting ancient, huh?
Getting really old. But do you know what I mean? Most people wouldn't like it if a younger person told them how to do something.
That's true.
And
yeah.
I believe that I'm teachable, which makes it easier for whoever is teaching, because then I want to listen, I want to do things, I want to be a better person, and things like that. And you know, I just want to make sure that my life now, the second part of my life, whatever you want to call it, is a lot more prosperous and a lot more successful than the first part of my life. And I believe in God that will happen.
Right. So are you going to be on television and radio? I mean, on the radio now, but are you going to be on television and radio in the UK in the near future?
Well,
and
I'm
if so, where
so.
And when?
I don't know, but I shall be letting you know what's happening.
Okay.
I've gone right to the top. I've started at the top and worked my way down rather than starting at the bottom and working my way up. If you're going to do it, you might as well go to the top.
Absolutely. I agree. So another thing that I'd like to recommend to both of you is to start writing articles, online articles, send them to all the different e-zine directories, and then embed them on your, once they're published, embed them on your website. Because what this does is establish you as the authority.
Yes.
So,
that's really
good. go through the routine that they have to get it set up, but that gets your name out there and you become the authority. And then we'll also make sure that all of Kate's stars and get on board and help her leapfrog.
Yes,
help
that's
all of
right.
leapfrog to that next step.
I've got my little grandson with me because my daughter's got to have an operation suddenly. It just sprung on her. She got an infection down below and they didn't know what it was. And apparently there's a bit of placenta left in the womb after 11 weeks. And she also was miscarrying, which was probably a good thing because she'd only got an 11-week-old baby. You don't want another one as well. You don't want that much difference,
right.
You know, 3 months. So it was, come on, Mum, can you help me out? So Grandad and I are here, and we're both looking after little Riley, who's a treasure.
Okay. All right.
But we've had to go out and get a little carry cot and everything because we didn't have anything. You know, so you've got to do these things. That was one of the reasons why I was late. And then trying to get on, I was having lots of problems. And it kept going engaged all the time. But it worked
good eventually.
Right. Yeah.
You made it.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. And you two can take your turn answering, or you can just jump in together if you want. Cindy has sent these questions through. And she asks, does the string just keep going generation after generation? That's one question. So does this abuse keep going? Is it generational?
I believe it can keep going on and on in a circle. Somebody has to break it. My father was taught off his father. His father used to beat his wife up, and he also had a child with one of his children. So, you know, all I saw was the abuse going round in a circle. And I do feel for them, you know, because right. they don't know. They're doing what they see their father doing. And, you know, I know it's not biblical or anything, but, you know, we're all sinners. So
it's, yeah, that's right.
You know, we can't justify what people have done, but then we can't condone it either. But yes, it is generational. And somebody has to be brave enough to break it, to stop it happening again. And right. once that starts, it becomes like every generation after that doesn't have to suffer them problems ever again. Mm-hmm. And it's so wonderful. So absolutely wonderful. It's so evocative. It's wonderful.
And so does this happen very often in the workplace? I mean, is violence and abuse really common in the workplace, or is it more in family situations?
I don't know. For me, bullying in the workplace was quite common. My husband left one of his jobs because he was bullied. And I think it's an attitude people have. Sometimes mm-hmm. the employers have this attitude like, we are the boss, you will do as you are told. Mm-hmm. And other bosses are the opposite. They're kind and loving and giving, you know, and they treat you as you should be treated. Mm-hmm. But others want every last penny out of you plus more. And if they can get a bit more each time, they give you more, you know, and until that you just can't take it anymore and you end up, as I did, having a breakdown.
Okay. So Cindy asked, maybe I think Cindy online here. Do you think that you allowed it in the workplace because you had it growing up?
Maybe. I mean, at the time, I didn't feel that I was worthy of anything. I felt very unworthy. Mm-hmm. I had no self-esteem.
Okay, how about if we put you on mute for a little bit while that phone conversation is going on?
It's all right. My husband's seeing to that. You're okay. So I had no self-esteem, no feelings of any self-worth at all. I felt that I was very, very low and that I wasn't worth anything. And I mean, I go to church, so I know the word of God, and I kept saying, I am worth something, I am. But it was as if, you know, I couldn't cope with it because it just wasn't there. You know, it was all I was hearing was the bad. The good was a quiet voice of God rather than the noisy voice. The devil's voice was harder, you know, bigger than me. And all the negative people that I was with, including my family, were not the best people to be with, you know. My parents died a few years ago, so that they weren't around. But my brothers and sisters, you know, they're very negative people. Mm-hmm. My sister very rarely speaks to me. One of my brothers doesn't speak to me at all. And my other brother speaks to me if he sees me, you know. They don't. Yeah. It's not a family that goes out of the way to be a family, and that's what I want. And so even though I've had children that have been adopted because of problems when I was younger, I've now got one of them back, and I'm a grandmother to two children there, and I've got my daughter. We've all met together, and we've been one big happy family. You know what I mean? We've got our problems, but we're still one family unit, whereas that seemed to have disappeared. So I felt it was my duty now to bring the family back together again. I'm like mother hen. That was scooping them all back up into my bosom to make sure that everybody was happy, and if they had problems, knowing that they could discuss them with me, and I would never be shocked, because, you know, what I haven't been through is nothing, I don't suppose. I've been through most things, so there isn't anything really that would shock me.
Okay.
Right,
can I to you for a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give us a couple of tips of what somebody can do immediately when they're in a situation other than just getting your audio and videos? Is there something they can do right now?
In which area? Sorry.
Well, if they're in a situation of domestic violence right now, or they're out of it, they've come through it, but they need to take that next step. Is there some way, a tip that they can do use right this minute?
To not blame themselves, and they need to stop self-blaming, because a lot of the time, victims of domestic violence don't move forward because they can't forgive. So one of the best tips to stop self-blaming and to aid forgiveness, not just in those that have hurt you in your past. I mean, forgiveness is not really just saying that they're allowed to hurt you. It's a way for you to move forward. It's a way for you to say, well, that happened to me, but I forgive them. I have not forgotten, but I have forgiven them. And the greatest tip that I have got for people who have been through domestic violence is sit down and write a letter of forgiveness to yourself, and write a letter to forgiveness to every one of them people that hurt you. It will be a massive weight lifter from you. It will feel like a concrete block has been took off your shoulders. It will make you move on and feel so much better and so much more relieved. So forgiveness is a way forward. It does not mean that you have to actually go take your letter of forgiveness to the person who caused you the abusive relationship or who caused you harm. It's basically just for you to get it out of your head and out of your heart onto paper, so that it's no longer inside of you no more, and you can actually move on. With the question that you asked earlier about work-related bullying, I was actually in a relationship with my boss at the age of 22, and I went through a emotional and psychological abusive relationship with him, where he would put me down at work, he treated me like rubbish, and it went on for 2.5 years, to the point where I nearly wanted to commit suicide. At the age of 22, I was actually sat on my kitchen floor with a knife, and I nearly slit my wrists, because this man made me feel so down about myself. He made me feel so horrible about myself. He would be mean to me. He would be nasty to me. And then the next minute, he would love me. So, you know, I put up with that for 2 years, and it was in my workplace, and he was my boss. But at the time, he was 20 years older than me, so he took advantage of that. He knew what he was doing. He was a clever man, and he took advantage of that with me being so young. And he mentally abused me and emotionally abused me, to the point that made me feel so down that I wanted to kill myself. Even though I had two small children at the time, I wanted to kill myself, because he had drove me to that. So work-related bullying, I can understand. Even though I had a relationship with him at the time, work-related bullying, it is not nice. It drags you down, and it gets you to the point where you feel you are worthless and there's no point of you living no more. And for someone to make you feel like that, especially a work colleague, it's just, you know, how anyone can make you feel like that, it's terrible. Nobody should be allowed to do that, and it is illegal. So if anybody is treating you like that at work or making you feel so down, report it. It doesn't matter if it's the boss. What he's doing is illegal. He shouldn't be doing that. It is bullying, and you should not be made to feel that low or made to feel like you want to kill yourself. Nobody has authority to do that. Nobody.
Okay, so thank you.
You can see it. Very passionate about that.
Yes, and rightfully so. That's very justifiably so. I was, even in groups, this is not nearly as severe as what you were talking about, but I was in a part of a church group where the minister was a bully. And I had just, it was my first day on, I'd been brought onto the board, and it was my first board meeting, and there had been a discussion about the financial status of the church, which was in a negative. And they talked about possibly letting the minister, not having a full-time minister. And she sat there in the board meeting. And remember, this is my first time at one. And she said, well, you just go ahead and and fire me. She says, I'll get my money anyway, and I'll make sure you never get another minister for the rest of your life. I was stunned, absolutely stunned. And it ended up a short time after, another woman and I did some real positive work, but it was all on a spiritual level. But it definitely impacted her because she left. And the next thing we knew, though, she had become the minister of another church. And that was sad because I think the woman was psychotic, actually. But so it happens in groups. It happens not only in the workplace. It happens in churches. It happens in all kinds of groups as well as in families. So just, I agree with you. This is not appropriate and it's not legal. And if you have the ability to stand up to bullying, then it's really that's part of that self-responsibility that we were talking about earlier. Taking responsibility for yourself as part of a group and for the earth is to make sure that you stand up to bullies and you stand up to abusers if you are capable of doing it. If you are someone who is caught as a victim in a domestic violence situation, you need to seek help in whatever way you can. And you said through the freedomandempowerment.com and also your Facebook groups that you can put people in touch with domestic violence places in their area, right?
We can do. And there's also a free book that you can download off the campaign website. It explains every aspect of domestic violence, and it tells you what signs to see, what we know what to look for. It's free on the campaign website on the homepage. You can download it straight away. There is also my experiences that are added to this ebook. So I actually put a few experiences in there. And on the back pages of this ebook, there is listed domestic violence services. The numbers are on there. The organizations are on there. All my pages are on there, my organization also. So that is a good handy tool for anybody who wants to learn about every aspect of domestic violence and how to look for signs for it. And please do download this book and pass it on to every family member that you have, because one in three women who suffer domestic violence and one in six men, that could be somebody in your family. It could be a brother, a sister, a cousin, a best friend. So please do download that book and, give it out to people. It's needed. Education is needed, and that book is a start.
All right. Thank you very much. Kate, Sandra, thank you both for being with us. Kate, one more time, I'd like you to give the contact information for the websites for how to contact you and for Facebook, please.
Yeah, sure. For the campaign website, it's at www.freedomandempowerment.com. I have now added donation buttons on the homepage. So I've just added them. That's
good.
You can access the Freedom and Empowerment campaign page at www.facebook.com/freedomandempowerment campaign. You can email me at Katie, that's K-A-T-Y, at katiegardner.net. And you can also access the Facebook group on the website if you go to the Curran Developments page. It is on there. You can join the group. We are there to support you. And also download that ebook, because it has got vital information in there for you and for the rest of your family and your friends. We need to get this information out.
Okay. And if you want to donate, we need $850. To get that nonprofit status set up for the U.S., you're welcome to donate as little or as much as you want. Go to that donate button, and you can do that. And you can give $1, $5, $1,000, $1,000, whatever your heart desires and you feel drawn to give to the Freedom and Empowerment campaign that is global. So I want to thank you both again. Oh, that baby's coming on again. All right. Sandra, I'm going to put you back on mute. But I want to thank you for being part of the show. And Kate, I want to thank you for being part of the show today as well. It's been
Thank you.
It's been great. Okay. And for our listeners, I want you to go to that donate button on the freedomandempowerment.com and start giving some money to that campaign. You can contact me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. And I will be glad to also have you sponsor the radio show if you'd like or donate. You can go to PurposeTalkRadio.com and donate through that donate button and contact me if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show. And that is going to be it for this week. Next week, you're going to join Joe Montedonico, I love that name, and myself. We're going to be talking about medical advocacy and how you can become a medical advocate, and also if you need medical advocacy, how to be able to find that and take advantage of it. And so for this week, I want to wish you soul blessings. Talk with you next week.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.